This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying 1 Thessalonians using what we learn as a reality check for how we're doing in our Christian experience. As we begin to study the closing verses of this book, I'd like us to answer the question, are you making progress in your Christian experience? As I reflected on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 to 28, I amplified the question as follows. Are you making progress in your church life, in coping with your daily circumstances, in understanding your faith experience, in your relationship and walk with God, and in your relationship with the church at large? Each of these areas of the Christian life is important. Neglect in any one or more will affect the others. So let's look at them separately and then together. The first area is your experience within your church. To start, remember being a part of a church is not an option. Participation is implied in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. In Hebrews 10:25, it's put more bluntly, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." This injunction is addressed to all believers in the light of the imminent return of Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian, you're a part of the body of Christ, the church. During the Jesus movement a few years ago, the chant was, "Jesus, yes, the church, no." That's not an option for the Christian. Do a reality check.